This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 6/27/2018. You are listening to the one and only Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. You are in the right place. We care, and are caring about your world. And in a world of deceit, in a world of deception, in a world of compromise, convictions are king. What are your convictions? Because it's all about the truth, our pursuit of truth, and our will to let the truth stand is the overarching mission that we have all the way back 20 plus years, George Riley through now. That is our mission, and hopefully you're on board and you're here with us. Got a great broadcast for you today. The Carl Johan Kalaman, he's been on before. It's been a while. He's a expert in the Mayan calendar. He's going to talk a little bit about that. The Mayan calendar did not end, but he's also going to be talking about mind-brain connection and separation. When we mention the brain, we often think of mind and think they're the same thing. Well, Carl says not so fast. They're two different things. Do you remember the, we've talked, research, scientific research all coming out is every day proving the Bible, the mysticism of the Bible, the factual nature of the Bible, and the deep hidden spiritual truths of it. Now, this isn't a religious show, but you remember, I mentioned this story in Leviticus. If you have leprosy, you are commanded to take two doves and to sacrifice one, and drain its blood, dip the other in the blood, and then throw it up in the air and let it go. And we've talked about the meaning of that a little bit, and we're going to discuss this with Carl. Well, there's a modern version of this that I found very interesting as I was doing a little research. You know how you get on those YouTube rant or YouTube rabbit holes and you go down and you find out something like, it's the two-cup method. That's what they're calling it. The quantum consciousness, quantum leaps, changing of your life. Is you take two cups, one cup you put water in it, and then you label it your present situation that you don't like. You know, I'm sick, I'm unhealthy, I'm sad, I'm poor, I'm whatever. Whatever that is, you label it that, and then you take another cup, have it empty, and then label it, you know, I'm rich, I'm healthy, I'm happy, my family's all together, whatever it is. I want a new house, whatever. Then you take the cup that's full of water, that has your old situation, your present situation that you don't really like, and then you dump it into the new cup. You dump it in the new cup with intention. Not stopping it, just letting it go, processing it, and then drink the cup. And people are finding effect, and that's changing their world. And the level of consciousness, and that the smallest parts of our body, the cells, the DNA, all these things have much more effect and much more control, I should say, than we ever dreamed. That something has been placed inside mankind that actually controls the world. And science is proving that. And Darwin is looking like a fool more and more each day. So we'll talk to Carl. I think it'll be a very interesting discussion. I hope you guys stick around for that. Joining us in about 10-15 minutes, we're going to have James Fetzer. We'd like to bring him on to discuss major news things. This has been a major wave. The past couple of days, obviously, we've talked about Joyce and celebrate her life anniversary of her passing. Some major news stories have kind of built up that we want to discuss, and so we'll go over all those with James, and then Carl will come on at the last hour. Now, on this show, we have been discussing the clash of ideas. We've been discussing in detail. I almost feel like ad nauseum we've been talking about this. We've been talking about the value of convictions and the importance of America's political foundations. Okay, one of the biggest stories, certainly on a list of a lot of big stories today, but one of the biggest is this. I don't have her name. Let me make sure I get her name right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is a overt Democratic Socialist slash Communist, who just won the Democratic primary over Crowley, a multi-term congressman who was in line possibly to replace Nancy Pelosi as minority speaker of the House. And she blew him away. And I've been telling you that our children, and she's young, she's 28 years old, she's a former staffer of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders congratulated her. I've been telling you that the schools are putting out socialists and putting out communists. And the danger of that. Yuri Bezmenov warned us. There's two solutions to the present crisis, the present challenge that we have in front of us. One is to warn people of the dangers of socialism, and two, to just enrich and drip and just roll our youth in our patriotic heritage and the foundations of this political foundations and spiritual foundations of this country. That's it. That's the only two solutions. He said it. I agree with him completely. Completely. In the face of this, the socialist side, these young people, millennials, whatever you want to call them, who want free this, free that, who it's a spiritual thing, are growing. She just demolished a multi-term progressive, says all the right things, in line in the Democratic House to be the minority speaker after Pelosi. She just demolished him. Interesting, in his district in Queens, you know, the Democratic Party has been discussing, you know, white privilege and diversity and all this. And I guess they felt he was much too white, so they wanted a Latina representative female, I guess. Maybe it backfired on him, certainly. I don't know. Interesting, the vote count was very low for the primary. What does that tell you? Those who supported her, I don't believe for a second that she had the majority of the support in that district. I don't believe that. But it was low voter turnout for a primary. The Democrat, they don't pay attention. They know it's going to be Democrat every year. There's no incentive. The ones who felt passion, the ones who felt conviction, were the ones who supported her. What does that mean? For those of us who love the Republic, for those of us who know the constitutional heritage of this country, for those who value the Bill of Rights, for those who value individuality, the heritage our founding fathers left us, the inheritance, if you value any of those things, if you see any importance in them, this story should scare you straight. Because the majority of the people who showed up in a low voter turnout situation were convicted voters who openly supported a democratic socialist slash communist. And I'm not labeling her anything she hasn't labeled herself. Let that sink into you. That is a massive story. And we're going to have James, we're going to talk about that. And I'll go over some news and some other news with James when he gets here. Carl's going to be in last hour. So please relax, sit back. I think we're going to have an informative show for you. Bolton, the Secretary of State now, Vladimir Putin meet ahead of key summit with Trump, express hopes for better ties. This is what we've been waiting for what, a year and a half plus now? Almost 2 years? Why haven't Trump and Putin met? Let's meet. Let's talk. Let's get on the same page. Thank goodness. Hopefully this is going to lead to something. Quote, your visit here to Moscow inspires hope that we will be able to take first steps to restore full-fledged relations between Russia and the United States, Putin said to Bolton. Very good news. Erdogan in Turkey, his win sets up prolonged standoff with the United States. There's a talk of the usual ballot stuffing and what have you, but he won. So what does that mean? We shall see. Is that going to help our relations with him, with Turkey? I doubt it. The Pope and Macron, the French president, hold, quote, intense meeting at the Vatican. Intense meeting. What does that mean? Are they hooded and around a fire in the middle of the woods when they do this? I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. Maybe that was a little rude, but what did these people do? I don't know. French President Emmanuel Macron held an intense meeting with Pope Francis during his first official visit to the Vatican, discussing what? Global issues, including the fate of migrants coming to Europe, which is interesting because Italy is turning them away, where the Vatican is, or surrounds the Vatican. I guess the Vatican is its own country. House rejects immigration overhaul despite Trump's late plea. The House is rejecting this immigration overhaul. The only solution to this that I can see is to stop the flow, period, and stop it outside of America. That's the only quick and needed solution to me. Well, ask James. Maybe he has a different opinion. The House doesn't want any part of it. Well, we'll see after the midterms. You know, the rally Trump had in Minnesota in Duluth, that's another very interesting. See, these two juxtaposed positions. You have Alexandria in New York, the primary, she is an admitted democratic socialist, ladies and gentlemen. She's like, I'm a democratic socialist. I'm a communist. Then in Minnesota, 60% of the people were there. They did surveys. 60% of the people at that rally. And it was loaded, and they had twice as many wanting to get in that actually got in. And that's a fact. CNN can't lie it away anymore. 60% of them were Democrats or independents. So you see how this America is polarizing? And the ones with conviction, who got the fire in the belly, that got a passion about this, are going to win. And which side is going to win? And where do you side? Are you the middle? Are you the silent majority? You can't be silent anymore. I don't care what your opinion is. Any action that you can take is magnified by, you know, degrees right now. I've been telling you that over and over. I hope that you understand that. I hope that sinks down into you. I hope I don't sound like I'm preaching to you or talking down to you. I'm not. There's few things in life that I can see clearly. And there's few reasons, and I don't, you know, why am I here? I don't know. When people ask me how, I don't know how I met Joyce, how I've been here. For whatever reason, I understand incredibly acutely the foundation of our country and the challenges to it and the mirage and this juxtaposition of opinions and the tide of public opinion and public consent or dissent that we're seeing. I don't know why. I understand it. And it is incredibly clear to me, and I just hope that I can convey that to you, and that something burns inside you, so that a spark, and illuminates your path, and so that you see it clearly too, and so you see, like our founding fathers, like those, you know, embattled farmers there, once the embattled farmer stood and fired the shot heard around the world, that you feel that call. Just like the redcoats are coming to conquer, that you feel a call to do anything. You don't have to remake the world. You don't have to start a radio show. It'd be great if you do. You don't have to. Just anything. Ladies and gentlemen, anything right now. Please, anything. Stay tuned. We'll have James on the other side. We're going to go over the major news stories. He's always got a unique perspective. And then Carl. So good to be with you. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Continuing with news, James will join us in just a second. Justice Kennedy is set to retire. They're done with their session, or pretty much done. He's announced he's retiring, and it's going to, of course, open up a Supreme Court seat. This is key because Justice Kennedy is kind of that moderate slash liberal judge who could go either way. And a lot of times is swinging the vote in the terms of very, you would say, liberal, not constitutional way. You know, like Sotomayor, who lambasted the Trump travel ban. And it's like, if you look at law, I'm like, any 10th grader who can read can see the legal argument here. Any 10th grader who can read can see the legal legitimate law that we're talking about. But, you know, there you go. That's part of this divide. So this is, becomes key. Who's going to replace him? Of course, Roe versus Wade is right in the crosshairs, ladies and gentlemen. There is a real chance that Roe versus Wade can get reversed. At least this idea that we need to pay, America needs to pay for all of them. I mean, you can argue all day about abortions. The argument that I need to pay for it? God almighty, you got to be kidding me. Couple more stories. University to remove crosses, Bibles, and altar from campus chapel. Again, the removing of culture. I mean, that was America. That is America. East Central University said they remove the crosses, Bibles. This is an Oklahoma school. The chapel opened in 1957. So in 1957, was it legal that the university had a chapel and crosses? And all of a sudden now it's not? And they want to call the removal of it constitutional? When you go back to the beginning of the country, the Congress, one of the first acts they did was to print 10,000 Bibles. They've always had prayer. They had they have a chapel in Congress now. Thomas Jefferson was not an atheist, despite, you see how they've tried to remove America's beginning from a belief in a creator, a belief in God. That's why the Declaration of Independence is so important. So now it's against the law, but it wasn't 200 years ago. So you're going to lecture me about constitutionality now, but yet 200 plus years ago, they were fine with all this. And they're the ones who wrote it, but they don't know. But they know better now. You see? It's ridiculous. Twitter censors call for bipartisan civility as sensitive content. You know about the censorship, of course, going on Twitter, YouTube. Well, Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary, just called for bipartisan civility. And Twitter said, well, censored, can't put it out there. That's sensitive content. But vaccine warders can call for overt harassment. Are you kidding me? These people, they're showing themselves for what they are. Big stories. We're going to bring on James Fetzer now. We got a break, and then we'll continue this on the other side. James Fetzer, of course, researcher extraordinaire, always has a perspective. We agree most things, a lot of things we don't agree on, but I love to get James's perspective, and I'm so honored to have him on this afternoon to talk about some of these important stories and maybe flesh out a little context to the importance of these, because they're very important, what we're going to talk about. James, welcome to the Power Hour.
Oh, Daniel, I'm delighted to be back on with you again, especially when there's so much going on of such immense importance.
Yes, that's what I'd say. We got about a minute or so, minute and a half before the break. We'll go right to the story that I just talked about. Twitter censoring call for bipartisan civility as sensitive content. We have Maxine Waters, many other people, a lot of Peter Fonda, radio hosts, politicians, celebrities. I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork now, openly calling for, at the very least, some kind of overt push against conservative thought, conservative people, conservative institutions. Where is this going? How dangerous is this?
Well, you're making some great points, because the Democrats seem to think we don't have a right to enforce our own borders. I'm very glad the Supreme Court ruled properly. Anyone who read the constitutional provisions would have seen that the president had virtually a blank check when it comes to excluding alien groups on national security grounds. I think he made a political faux pas originally by talking about those he was excluding in terms of religion rather than region. If it had just been the Middle East, areas where terrorism is rampant, I don't think anyone would have raised an eyebrow. And, of course, it was never a ban on Muslims. Most Muslims live in South Asia, Southeastern Asia. They weren't being banned. Here you have a white Republican restaurant owner kicking out can you imagine them kicking out black Obama officials out of a restaurant? I mean, imagine what would have happened. You got Peter Fonda calling for the kidnapping of Barron Trump and putting him in a cage with pedophiles. You got Tom Arnold talking about showing up at Barron's school to harass him. This is unbelievable stuff. And get this, Daniel. We have a left-wing writer talking about bringing back all the bombings of the 1970s.
Yes, we'll get to that and more on the other side. James Fetzer is joining us, thepowerhour.com, jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. Stay tuned. I think you're going to want to hear this. And then Carl coming up at
the... Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
81-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he was retiring today. As for a potential replacement, President Trump spoke earlier today.
We will begin our search for a new justice of the United States Supreme Court that will begin immediately. and hopefully we're going to pick somebody who will be as outstanding. So I just want to thank Justice Kennedy for the years of tremendous service. He's a very spectacular man, really a spectacular man. And I know that he will be around hopefully for a long time to advise, and I believe he's going to be teaching and doing other things. So thank you to Justice Kennedy.
Also going on in Washington today, the House defeated a Republican immigration bill by the count of 121 to 301. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
On the door of the Red Hen in Virginia there, it says something to the effect that a takeoff of the Martin Luther King quote, only love can make a friend out of an enemy. And this is the same woman who then, not only did they kick Sanders out of their restaurant, which is fine. I don't, if people want to discriminate, I don't care. It's just like if you don't want to, I'm tired of the government trying to make us do things. That's fine. It's her business. She doesn't have to serve somebody who doesn't want to. It's fine. What they don't tell you is then after that, Sarah went across the street to another restaurant. Her father told the story, not Sarah, her father did. And then a group of them from the restaurant followed her over there and were harassing her over there. They'd want to push, try to push her out of society. It wasn't just, oh, the owner, oh, you know, we just need to live our conviction. Their conviction is to thrust you, your thought, conservative, truth-seeking people out of society. That's their conviction. And the hypocrisy with what's on the door, this is what the socialists, because they've tried to destroy religion. Not that religion, you know, is literally white, because it certainly isn't. But the Christian slant on America, the Christian part of America, is what made America. White Christians made America. Is that bad? Is that racist to say that? I mean, give me a break. And we often hear about how Christians are hypocritical because they say, talk about love, and then they do something else they hate. Like they hate gay marriage. So now they hate gay people because they don't agree with gay marriage or what have you. And so they lambaste Christians for having this opinion, calling it hate. And now they're taking it to the extreme where now it's being censored off all the major corporate avenues like YouTube. James Fetzer can't even say what he says. He can't even question shootings when he's got rock-solid evidence that should be brought up. He's not even allowed to do it. So now you have this woman who has a thing that says only love can make a friend out of an enemy, but yet this is how they act. I've talked to several people and I'm not trying to defend or offend quote-unquote Democrats or people who call themselves liberal. I'm trying to point out some things, very important truths that override this situation. And as I've talked to them, the level of delusion that they start to have in their mind and their thinking and their intellectual honesty that is so lacking is shocking to me. I am starting to believe, and we got James Fetzer here, and I'm going to bring James in on this. James, I'm starting to believe that this delusion is now going to turn into a sense of moral superiority. That's why they call Trump a Nazi. That's why it's so dangerous. Well, if he's Hitler, of course you want to take out Hitler. Who doesn't want to shoot Hitler? So if Trump is Hitler, then that's going to justify their actions. This delusion and this moral authority they seem to think they have, and this conviction that they have, ladies and gentlemen, remember, convictions go both ways. I don't, no matter what side you're on, convictions are king right now. I think it's possible that this is going to turn to real physical violence. What say you?
Well, my opinion, Daniel, is that she no more has the right to exclude someone on political grounds than restaurants have the right to exclude someone on racial grounds. We've been there, done that. If she's conducting a public restaurant, anyone has the right to come in there and to, you know, make their order and receive services. Her discrimination on the basis of politics would be just fine if she wanted to convert her establishment into a private club. But I think as a public venue, she does not have that right. There is at the root of this a profound misunderstanding between role responsibility. She as a restaurateur, we have the case of the baker, the pharmacist, and all that. In those roles, they have an obligation to serve everyone equally professionally, regardless of their personal preferences. So I believe that, in fact, the court made a mistake when it suggested the baker could decline to bake a cake for a gay couple. If he doesn't want to be a baker, that's fine. But if he's in a public, you know, commercial transactions, he has the obligation to treat everyone equally under the Constitution. I believe that.
All right, let me pause you right there, and I'm going to ask you a question because we differ on this, and I'm glad that we're going back and forth on this. To start with, I don't think the people in America don't have constitutional obligations. The government does. To start with, it has nothing to do with the people; it just protects the people. That's what I believe. Secondly, if I'm a Satanist and I believe in pedophilia or whatever, or I have that inclination, are you going to make a cake for my pedophile party? Are you going to, should he be forced to do that?
Well, no, I think not in that extreme case any more than he should bake a cake that has a hacksaw in it so that a prisoner could saw his way out of prison. But as long as they're acting in a lawful manner, Daniel, I believe that, you know.
Well, these pedophiles think they are acting in a lawful manner.
It's going to be covered by.
Paint gay marriages like pedophilia, but people, there's a lot of pedophiles who don't practice, openly practice, but that's their inclination. and that's not against the law. So, like Mambla or whatever. So I'm a Mambla Association member. So now I want you to cake for our Mambla party, and you say, nah, I'm not getting involved with this. So should he be forced? I don't like the government to force business. The government doesn't pay for that business. The government didn't buy the chairs or the baking equipment or the what have you to build that business. That person did, and they have individuality. Go ahead.
But you could make the same argument on racial grounds, Daniel. That was the argument from the Southern restaurateurs about not wanting to serve blacks, and they felt they had the right not to do it. Now,
they were right constitutionally. What you do then is don't patronize them. If you disagree with that, if they're going to exclude black people, fine, we're not going to go into your restaurant. It's just like this Red Hen. I think she's gotten a lot of backlash, and she may have got a lot of promotion. You know, she probably got a lot of publicity from this.
Actually, those who do business in Lexington there's a poll. Should Stephanie Wilkinson of Main Street Lexington be able to keep her position as director? 89% no. Yes, 11. And I think that the Democrats have overdone it here. I mean, look, I was one. I voted for Bill Clinton twice. I voted for Barack Obama twice. But when it came to Hillary versus Trump, it was no contest. Hillary is as corrupt as any prominent politician in our history. There's going to be a massive backlash from this, I think, Daniel, because the American people don't like all of this agitation, the threats of bombing, threats of violence, kidnapping. I think it's going to go down very, very poorly, and it's going to have an effect on the midterm. I believe Maxine Waters has gone over the edge, and there are already proposals to have her censured in the House. I think her conduct, you know, in roughly inciting riots was way over the edge and irresponsible, and I think most Americans would agree.
Well, Maxine Waters, of course, if you remember the Reginald Denny incident right after the Rodney King verdict, remember he was pulled out of his 18-wheeler and then left for dead, almost killed, attempted murder, really.
Yeah.
And she said about that, she said, well, that's understandable, if not acceptable. That's what she said about that. I mean, that's where she comes from.
I think Maxine has lost her way long since. I agree with you. But, you know, the irony, all this over the enforcement of our immigration laws, they were passed by Bill Clinton back in 1996. They were enforced by Barack Obama for two terms. Would you believe, Daniel, that Donald has separated maybe 2,000 children from their parents under the law, in accordance with the laws that were passed by Bill Clinton, signed by Bill Clinton, and enforced by Barack Obama. He separated around 90,000 children from their parents at the border. In other words, Barack Obama committed this offense 45 times more often, 4,500% more than Donald Trump, but you didn't hear a peep from the liberals about it then. This is a gross bias. It's absolutely unbelievable, Daniel. And this woman who has this restaurant actually has a magazine she edits that is supposed to tout women's diversity. And yet when she has, you know, a woman who's diverse with a distinct
diverse woman, yeah,
who's fulfilling the role of press secretary, that is there a more thankless role in the world these days than being the press secretary for such a controversial president? But she carries off with a plum. I'm a huge fan of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But as you observe, she not only excluded her from her own restaurant, which I regard as completely wrong. I believe the court will eventually conclude that it was unconstitutional, a violation just as racial exclusion has been found to be unconstitutional. She followed her across the street and harassed her further. Outrageous, as you point out, Daniel. I couldn't agree more.
We're coming on break. Quick, yes or no, James. Are we really going to see some 70s-style bombing, Bill Ayers, Weather Underground deals going on here? Yes or no?
Well, the overwhelming majority of armed Americans aren't on the
side. I got yes or no. Yes or no, James. I ain't got time. We'll see you on the other side. We'll talk about it here.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Interesting times. If you wanted to be born and live and see interesting times, well, you got your wish, ladies and gentlemen. There's a police officer in Texas. There was a flyer on her, I don't know if it was on the windshield or side, one of the windows. She grabbed it, put it in the car, started driving, got sick. The flyer was fentanyl laced. If you know anything about fentanyl, will kill you. Will kill you dead. That's what a lot of these overdoses are becoming because of fentanyl. It's an opioid derivative, but, you know, way, 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 way stronger. And is this a pretext? I asked the question to the Weather Underground of the 70s, Bill Ayers, what have you. I believe very firmly, we've talked about this, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing this, the divide, the polarization of this country. You are going to see people who, you know, America First ideal, who want the Constitution, who believe in the Republic and all that comes with it and many other things. You saw in Minnesota, 60% of the people at the Trump rally were Democrat or Independent. In New York, Holy, a multi-term congressman who was possibly going to replace Pelosi. Ten-term Democrat in a just complete Democrat thing was blown away by an upstart 20-year-old Democratic socialist. James, what are we seeing here?
Well, I think it's rather fascinating. I think there's a lot of rejection of the old way of doing things, and I think she was a great choice to replace this old line Democrat allied with Nancy Pelosi. I think that the Democrats have sold out, that the Clintons really destroyed the Democratic Party. Obama did nothing to resurrect it. That Hillary is still complaining about the loss of her election to Trump. I mean, that's so pathetic. The Mueller probe is falling apart from beginning to end. He even charged, 13 Russians and companies with having attempted to influence the election through Facebook ads, which was nonsense on its face. Never expecting they'd showed up in court. They hired a very prominent legal team, and they're asking for a speedy trial. And now Mueller is backpedaling because he doesn't have the goods. He's facing complete humiliation. I think the Democrats have overplayed their hand in multiple ways. Hillary Clinton's been very much at the heart of it. I think this woman represents a different way of doing things, a fresh face.
Okay, two things.
I watched her on
two things, James.
Yeah, say it. Go ahead.
Let me interject. Let me interject real quickly before you get too far with her. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is her name. Two things. One, what does this say for the midterms? And then two, she is a Democratic. She is like, you know, if Bernie Sanders was two or three steps away from a full-blown communist, she's like a step and a half or a step away from a full-blown communist. What does that say about our country? I can't see how that's a good thing. Go ahead. Those two things, midterms and then a socialist in office.
Well, it depends what we mean by those words. She's not a totalitarian. She's not an authoritarian. That was what was most objectionable about communism and the idea of the government running the means of production. She's not advocating that. She's a socialist in a much weaker sense of believing in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment insurance.
Well, that's how it all starts, James.
I'm a socialist.
Well, that's how it starts.
I'm a socialist in that same sense, Daniel. If it weren't for Social Security, I'd be in desperate plight. I might be living on the street. So, you know, I mean, I spent 35 years in higher education. Interestingly, nearly the last 20 in Duluth. And that turnout there for Trump and Duluth is very striking. Duluth historically has had like the highest percentage of voters in the United States regularly year after year. And they were generally liberal and progressive. You would have expected them to vote primarily for Hillary. That you got this percentage, 60% Democrats and independents turning out for Trump, that's very significant. He's making major inroads. He's upset everything. He's created a kind of a populist Republican Party, Daniel. The apple cart has been overturned. Her victory here, I think, is one more manifestation thereof.
I think that's a good, it's almost a sign of Trump's victory of America's heart that they rejected Crowley and selected this Latino woman, isn't it? I mean, isn't it almost a good sign for Trump that she won?
Yeah, well, I think it probably is, but she's also a fresh voice. You know, I mean, I watched her on Morning Joe. My wife watched the interview and then showed it to me. And she's just a very pleasant, open, honest person. You know, I think that's what we need is sincerity and honesty after all the years of corruption and hypocrisy with the Clintons and the Obamas, right? Don't let us get started on that. So I think if we get some honest people in government, it's all to the good.
Well, I think you bring up a very good point. I think she's very flawed in her thinking. I am not a socialist. I think it's evil because it turns people into, an endowed by their creator, an individual, into just basically a servant of the state, for more or less. Then you become subject to the state. It's like the United Nations. The state becomes more important than the individual. In America, the individual is more important than the state. The Constitution doesn't control me. It controls the government, so the government doesn't control me, if that makes sense. I think that's evil. But that doesn't mean she's not honest. She may truly... That's what I've been saying. I think in America, especially these millennials, these are socialists coming out of school, and they want this very progressive, very... What do you have to say to that?
Well, Daniel, as a as a philosopher, we spend a great deal of time on the meaning of words and the use of language, you know. And I'll just say that the phrase communism and socialism have been much overused in political context here in the United States. We have to be very specific about what we mean. In this instance, I think she's a socialist, in which is a sense in which I might be qualified as a socialist, because I believe in social security, unemployment insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, workman's compensation. I even believe, as does she, in single payer health care, which I think would save the country a bundle. You know, they talk about your taxes going up, but exclude the fact that you would be paying so much less for your health care, you'd actually be way ahead financially, where the United States is the only modern industrialized nation that does not have a national health care program for all of its citizens.
Well, I would say the word socialist, overused, you're probably right. Where it's underused, it's underdefined. It's not defined correctly. That's what I would say. And what that really means, and the things that you mentioned, like we've had doctors on talk about, I totally disagree with you about single payer healthcare, but you know, hey, we differ. That's why we have different opinions. That's great. I just came from Greece, a country, and those people would do anything to throw off their socialist government. They hate it. The businesses are boarded up everywhere. The depression on the people's faces, the lack of creativity and ingenuity that has been stifled by a government that thinks they need to take that endowment, that creativity, that freedom from their people and use it for their benefit. That's what socialism is. That is evil. Now, taking care of old people, taking care of people who need health care, and the path to hell is lined with good intentions. Those are all good intentions. How you do it, forcing somebody else to do it, Social Security's not working because they're stealing from it. That's why I'm so mad about this immigration thing, is my grandfather, money was taken out of his pocket that he paid for and given to immigrants who just walk across the border illegally. That incensed me. We're to the end of time. I really would like this to keep going. we got a guest. Let's see if we can get it young. You got time for another segment here, James?
Sure. Sure, I do, Daniel. I'd be glad.
Hey, stay right there. You got me fired up. I really want to hear your fish feeling on this. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We may get the blows here. We'll see. Don't go anywhere.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.